Pro Flooring is locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and it's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of countertops, cabinets, tiles, with shower inserts and more. Speaking of countertops, they can do them in your kitchen or your bathroom. The material, color, and pattern of the countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bathroom will turn out. They offer a wide selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They will help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. Now here is Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you so much, Ashley, and welcome to another edition of Community Comment. We're going to shift gears a little bit today. We normally tackle somewhat serious topics or topics that affect us as community members of Beaver Dam. But today we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to be talking about a book called Wisconsin Idols. A book written by longtime Wisconsin journalist Dean Robbins. He's an award-winning journalist, arts critic, and children's author. He's contributed to USA Today, New York Daily News, The Village Voice, Space.com, Grammy Magazine, Wisconsin Public Radio, and dozens of other media outlets. He's also served as editor of the Isthmus newspaper and On Wisconsin Magazine. He's written a new collection of essays called Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. It's a unique perspective on some prominent figures, past and present, who left an indelible mark on Wisconsin and beyond. And some names you might recognize, some you might wonder, well, what do they have to do with Wisconsin? Whether it be Georgia O'Keeffe or Chris Farley, Butch Vig or Orson Welles, and even the Beatles, Jackie Robinson and Abraham Lincoln. We're going to talk about all this and much more with Dean Robbins, who joins us now on the line. Good morning, Dean. I'm not sure I can hear you, Dean. We'll have our producer punch up Dean here in just a second. I'm sure we're experiencing some technical difficulties with our phone connection. So, you know, the book introduces readers as well to lesser-known heroes affecting Wisconsin, like pioneering drummer Viola Smith, a photographer Pedro Guerrero, suffragist Ada James, and storyteller Mountain Wolf Woman. It's filled with revelatory anecdotes, humorous details, and poignant storytelling enhanced by dozens of photographs. The book brings these reverential stories of musicians, activists, artists, athletes, actors, and great thinkers to life for readers, and it really establishes Wisconsin as a crossroads for some extraordinary people who changed the world. You know, maybe you know somebody, maybe you've had a cross paths with someone who has gone on to be world famous, but has roots or ties to Wisconsin. We'd love for you to join the conversation. You can call or text at 920-887-8585. That's 920-887-8585. Our studio line is 885-4446. Dean Robin joins us on the line now. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So good, and thank you for your patience. I gave you the wrong number to call, didn't I?
I was calling Green Bay for some reason.
Well, probably because I gave you a Green Bay number. I am so sorry.
Glad to be in Beaver Dam right now.
It is nice to have you. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, Wisconsin Idols and WBEV, of course, in Beaver Dam. And the first name that pops into my mind is Fred McMurray. And, you know, I'm sure anybody who's lived here a long time is well familiar with Fred McMurray's ties here.
That was one of my favorite essays to write in the book. People listening probably know that Fred McMurray loved Beaver Dam, and he went back anytime that he could. He was a great movie actor in the 30s and 40s and 50s, also into the 60s, and then he was known for his TV role in My Three Sons. He came back to Beaver Dam whenever he could to fish and hang out with friends. He'd grown up there just loving the place. He fished and he played saxophone in a band on Beaver Dam Lake. And he was a high school sports star, and he was the dreamboat that everybody was in love with. And then he went off to Carroll College in Waukesha and then to California to play a saxophone. And he, the vaudeville show that he was in needed a musician to deliver a line on stage. And McMurray was picked. He was this handsome guy with wavy hair. And his hands were shaking when he got up on stage to deliver his line. But everybody loved him. And the movie studios got interested and offered him a contract, gave him some quick acting lessons, and he proved to be a natural. And he was a very popular leading man in the 30s and 40s before moving into kind of the dear old dad roles that he played in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Sure, and I think people who know him best from My Three Sons would be rather surprised at some of the roles he took on. In fact, he's been in a couple of the more notorious noirs of 1950s Hollywood.
That was interesting because he always said that he played himself. That was his secret to acting. And he tended to play wholesome roles. But he knew the director, Billy Wilder, who had kind of a wicked sense of humor and a cynical outlook. And two times in his career, Billy Wilder talked Fred into playing against type as these kind of sinister characters. One was in Double Indemnity in the 1940s, a film noir role, in which he was a chump who helped to bump off a woman's husband for the insurance money. And then in 1960, he was in The Apartment with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine, and he played the heavy. He was a boss who was fooling around with somebody in the office on the side. And he was acclaimed for both roles is probably what he's going to most be remembered for. But he had regrets in both cases that he went against type. And in one of my essays in Wisconsin Idols about McMurray, I talked about a woman accosting him on the street after The Apartment came out and hit him with her purse and said, "How could you?" He was so disappointed to see him ruin his image.
Yeah, I imagine. And sometimes people have a hard time separating the art from the artist. But yeah, that's a very telling anecdote. Gina Rowlands grew up in Cambria, just down the road from Beaver Dam.
Yes, she actually met Fred McMurray in Beaver Dam in 1941. He had returned for a parade. I think it was a 4th of July parade. And he was he sang On Wisconsin, as many of the words as he could remember, and he crowned the beauty pageant queen there. And Jenna Rollins was 11 years old from Cambria. She came down, and she had a chance to meet him, and she got the idea that, well, if Fred McMurray could come out of this area and become a movie star, maybe I can too. So she threw herself into theater in high school. She got a big scholarship to a Washington, D.C. theater company, and then she came back and was at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, for a while, and a counselor said, you really should go off to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City to learn this craft, which she did, and she became a key actor in the 1950s on television theatrical shows, and she met her husband, John Cassavetes, at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, and they together pioneered American independent cinema. They would try to put raw truth on the screen rather than these kind of soapy Hollywood melodramas, and they created some of the classics of American independent cinema, like A Woman Under the Influence.
And I was surprised to learn about Spencer Tracy and his ties to Rippon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he grew up in Milwaukee. He was kind of a hellraiser growing up, and he went to Rippon College and wanted to become a doctor against all odds. He'd never had good grades. He'd never been able to study. But he found his vocation at Rippon in the theater department, and he proved to be sort of against all odds a master of memorizing his lines. And he went on to Hollywood and became one of the great Hollywood movie actors of the 30s all the way into the 1960s.
Is there any evidence that, you know, any of the three people that we just mentioned that, you know, the fact that they were from this part of the world reflected, you know, showed up, became a part of their work?
Well, Fred McMurray, of course, as I said, he just loved Beaver Dam his whole life. And his wife had always said he just lives like he's still back in Beaver Dam. So in one of his movie roles, it was called Pardon My Past, his character is from Beaver Dam. He's a returning GI, and that becomes part of the story.
Very good. We're talking to Dean Robbins. He's the author of Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. We have to take a break right now, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Week is Devondre Bruns of Wayland Academy. The senior competes in the Big Reds football, wrestling, and baseball teams. Advice you'd give a freshman is iron sharpens iron. Work hard, and it will pay off. After graduation, he'd like to play college football and pursue a career in finance. Congratulations to Wayland Academy's Devondre Bruns. He's this week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our mega sale's going on, and you can save so much money on Sealy mattresses. Did you know nobody sells Sealy for less than us? Check out our wintergreen mattress, medium, for only $399. You can also take a look at our new Dallas medium tight top, the all-new Sealy Posturepedic line, for as little as $599, or pick your comfort for as little as $999. Choose any queen size, ultra firm, medium tight top, or medium hybrid, or soft pillow top. Pick your comfort with our Hagerstown mattresses for as little as $999. Get $300 bonus cash when you buy the Purple Restore mattress, or save up to $800 off select adjustable mattresses with Stearns & Foster's, Sealy Posturepedic, and Tempur-Pedic with no interest financing for up to 36 months with $19.99 or more minimum purchase. Check out our mega sale going on right now with all of our mattress savings at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
These October spooktacular price holds at the market in Beaver Dam are scary good. Sink your fangs into awesome russet potatoes, 5-pound bags for $1.99, or hunt the meat aisle for all-natural boneless pork chop family packs, only $2.49 a pound. Don't be tricked. Treat the family with our family large eggs, $2.69 a dozen, and our family white bread, only $1.39. For ghoulishly good dinners, Jack's Thin Pizzas are 2 for $7. These deals will vanish after November 2nd. Shop the market at Beaver Dam today.
Wayland Academy invites you to campus for their open house on Friday, October 24th, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Tour campus, residence halls, athletic facilities, talk with students, parents, administrators, and faculty as you learn about the admission process and boarding school life. Attend sample classes, enjoy dinner with current Wayland students and parents. Discover what makes Wayland the heart of the heartland during open house Friday, October 24th. Learn more at wayland.org/open-house or call 920-356-2120.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to 95.3 WBEV. We are on with Terry Bell and Community Comment. Here we are.
Thank you very much, Ashley. And we are joined today by Dean Robbins. He's the author of Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. You know, everyone from Chris Farley to Oprah Winfrey to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is either from here lived here for a time, or maybe just had something happen to them that really changed them and, well, you know, everything that they contributed to the world right here in Wisconsin. If you have a story of your own or a question for Dean Robbins, feel free to join the conversation. You can call or text at 920-887-8585 or call our studio line at 885-4446. Dean, I was curious where you got the idea for this book.
Well, ever since I was a little kid, I've idolized certain heroic figures, people with extraordinary courage or vision or integrity. It started off with drawing Superman S's on a piece of paper and then cutting them out and taping them to my undershirt and then, you know, pretending to fly off to help anybody who was in trouble. Then I discovered real-life heroic figures like Harry Houdini, who's from Wisconsin, and I would have my sister tie up my hands and ankles with bandanas, and I'd try to wriggle out of them like the great escape artist. Then the pantheon kind of expanded over the years to other real-life people, you know, athletes, artists, activists, scientists, people who I'd try to pattern myself after, and I'd put their pictures up on my wall. And grew up to become a journalist and a children's author, writing often about these heroes. And the best way for me to feel close to them is to write stories about them and to tell other people about them. So that's kind of the way that I've structured my career. So you could say that the idea for the book hatched a long time ago, and maybe 3 years ago I started in on this collection of essays about these heroic figures with sometimes surprising connections to Wisconsin.
The surprises are sometimes the best, and I imagine you came across in your research and in the articles and columns that came that sort of were the inspiration for this book. You found yourself to be, you know, surprised. Oh, they have a connection to Wisconsin. I have a favorite story of my own. I was having a conversation with a young person in Madison about his love of his thing was 90s pop music. And I said, well, actually, just a few blocks from here, the sound of popular music in the 90s was more or less invented by a guy who grew up in Wisconsin and really created a tectonic shift in popular music, you know, at a kind of a shabby looking building on East Washington Avenue in Madison.
Right. Butch Vig from Viroqua, Wisconsin. He ran Smart Studios in that shabby building, which is still there. And this little-known trio from Washington State had heard some of the music that came out of there and was impressed and wanted to come record with Butch Vig, and that was Nirvana. And so they came to Madison and recorded the songs that became Nevermind, which was their big breakthrough hit album.
And that album was important. You know, sometimes there's such a big hit that you get a lot of, I don't know, artists of a similar vein come to prominence too. And Nirvana and Nevermind and Butch Vig are largely credited with that in the 1990s.
Right. And then Butch went on to form Garbage, which became a hit band all on its own.
Very good. Any other stories that surprised you as you went on this journey?
Well, one of my favorites in the book is about Jackie Robinson, the great baseball player who integrated Major League Baseball in 1947. You don't associate him with Wisconsin, of course. He played for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he was from California originally. But it turns out that there was this little kid, an 8-year-old white kid named Ronnie Rabinovitz from Sheboygan, who idolized Jackie for breaking the color barrier in baseball. And his dad wrote this long shot letter to Jackie asking him if he might write Ronnie a letter. And amazingly, Jackie kindly did that. And then when Ronnie and his dad went to Milwaukee's County Stadium to see a game between Jackie's Brooklyn Dodgers and the Milwaukee Braves, young Ronnie called out from the stands, "Hey, Jackie, I'm Ronnie Rabinovitz. Remember me?" And, you know, like, what major league ball player would answer something like that?
No kidding.
On the field? But Jackie called back, "Oh, yeah, your dad wrote me a letter, and I wrote you back. Stay in touch." And Ronnie
wow.
did, And they formed this lifelong friendship where they would write each other letters, and Jackie would share his philosophy about personal integrity and racial harmony. And you have to wonder why. Why would he pour all this effort into an 8-year-old white kid from Sheboygan at a time when, you know, racial relations were just at their worst? This is the mid-1950s. So the theory that I've come to, of course, we don't know for sure, but in the essay I write that I think that Jackie saw in young Ronnie a soul that was yet to be corrupted by prejudice. So here was this chance to influence the next generation and maybe make it a little bit more tolerant than his own. And that's exactly the effect that Robinson had on me when I read about him as a kid, and he became my idol. And his lifelong mission of creating racial harmony was so influential to me and probably everybody else who learns about him.
Our guest today on Community Comment is Dean Robbins. He is the author of Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. It's time to take a break for the news, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. Hi, this is Sandy. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. A good mattress isn't just about comfort, it's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, making your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you'll ever make. Adjustable bases are also on sale. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head. Push another button and your legs raise. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. We can also arrange the disposal of your old mattress set. Stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Sale ends October 18th.
The two best things in life are great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here we go again. Senate Democrats are ready to reject a government funding bill today, again over health care. Vote number 10, if you're counting. Democrats say they're not going to budge until they get a guarantee on continuing the Obamacare subsidies. They run out in a few weeks in most states. When that happens, Democrats think voters will demand Republicans enter into serious negotiations. This is the Congresswoman-elect from Arizona.
The problem here is that this is not something a can that can get kicked down the road. People right now, today, are getting letters about the increases in their health care premiums going forward. So this is not something that we can put off.
Adelita Grijalva telling ABC's Start Here podcast she's still waiting to be sworn in and thinks Speaker Johnson is stalling, knowing that she'll vote to release the Epstein files. An alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein is suing the Bank of New York Mellon and Bank of America, claiming they failed to report suspicious transactions. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Governor Evers is moving forward with plans to turn the maximum security Waupun Correctional Prison into a medium security vocational village. It's part of Evers' plan to revamp state prisons throughout Wisconsin. Vocational villages are a type of prison that focuses on training inmates for the workforce once they've served their sentences. Work has started on the new Beaver Dam Middle School. There was a groundbreaking yesterday. The new building will have bigger classrooms, more collaborative spaces for physical education, and a fitness center. The new middle school will be on 60 acres of land on the south side off Highway G. It should be finished in 2027. The airports in Milwaukee and Madison won't show a video featuring Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for travel delays due to the government shutdown. Several airports across the country are refusing to play the video. Airport managers say Noem's message is too overtly political. Cooler weather means boat docks and kayak launches at Beaver Dam City Parks are coming in soon. Beaver Dam Recreation Director Jana Stevens says the city will make an announcement about a week before that happens. Most park restrooms will be shut down for the winter, too. The exceptions are the shelters at Crystal Lake and Tahoe Parks. The chief of police in Mayville is being recognized as one of the first responders of the year in Wisconsin for 2025. Ryan Tolner is one of 99 public safety officers recognized by the Wisconsin Assembly this week. State Representative Mark Bourne says Chief Tolner has gone above and beyond in his service to the people of the 37th Assembly District. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 65. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 53. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs around 76. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Attention Dodge County area nonprofits. Do you support children and families in need? Then now's the time to apply for the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. For over 25 years, the Radiothon has raised millions of dollars to help local organizations like yours make a real difference. Deadline is January 31st. Apply today on the Radiothon page at dailydodge.com and be part of something powerful for our kids and community.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. It is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them the measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Our guest today on Community Comment is Dean Robbins, a longtime Madison-based journalist who has compiled a book of essays called Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. And, you know, if you spent a little bit of time or a lot of time in Wisconsin, you've probably heard stories about people who are from Wisconsin who went on to great fame, or, you know, some interesting things that happened in Wisconsin. And this is compiled in a book. We're going to tell you in a bit how you can get a hold of a copy. But first of all, let's welcome Dean Robbins back to Community Comment. Dean, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Great talking to you, Terry.
If you have a question or a comment, maybe you have a story of your own to tell, you can call or text 920-887-8585, or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. And I was remiss not to mention a couple other people with ties to the Beaver Dam area who went on to great things. And let's start with Bunny Berrigan.
Bunny Berrigan was a childhood hero of mine. I played the trumpet as a kid, and my dad had an old big band compilation record of stuff from the 30s and 40s. And there was a track on there called I Can't Get Started, which people might have heard of, and it absolutely froze me in my tracks, just the beauty of Bunny Berrigan's trumpet sound and the poignancy of this performance. And this is in the age before the internet, so I couldn't find anything out about him. So for me, he was just a name on a track listing for so many years. And I finally was able to get some information about him and find out that he was a well-known trumpet player in the 30s and 40s. He grew up in Fox Lake, and he had connections to Beaver Dam. He attended Wayland Academy. He played gigs in Beaver Dam. And he went on to become one of the great trumpet players of his day in the 1930s and 40s. Had a rough life. He struggled with alcohol, and he died young at 33. But I Can't Get Started is still well-remembered. It's in the Grammy Hall of Fame, and there's a marker for Bunny in nearby Fox Lake that mentions I Can't Get Started.
And also, it's not just people. We've been talking a lot of people who have been in entertainment, but there are people from other walks of life, too, who have affected us in many profound and significant ways, like Zona Gale.
Zona Gale was a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer from the early part of the 20th century. She was acclaimed as one of the greatest writers of her day. She won a Pulitzer Prize for Miss Lulu Bett. And she's known for her connection to Portage. Even though she was an internationally acclaimed writer, she stuck close to home in Portage, Wisconsin. But she'd gone to school at the Wayland Academy in Beaver Dam.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And as I've been in Beaver Dam since springtime, I've learned a lot about different people who've come through not only Beaver Dam, but Wayland Academy in particular. It's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's kind of amazing that out of 100 heroes in this book, 4 have connections to Beaver Dam. I think that's a pretty good batting average.
That is very good. What are your criteria? I mean, the subtitle of the book is 100 Heroes, and 100 is a good round number, I think, probably to you have to stop it at somewhere, and it makes for a catchy title, too. But you must have some kind of a criteria you had for, because I'm sure there are a lot more than 100 people you could have put in this book.
Yeah, well, I wanted to just keep going, and my editor had to finally cut me off and just say, that's enough for you, no more heroes, you know, like a bartender at a bar saying, you know, no more drinks for you. I wrote some extra ones. I had one about Teddy Roosevelt surviving an assassination attempt in Milwaukee and going on to give the speech that he'd planned to give that night while bleeding from his gunshot wound.
That's right.
I had something on John Steinbeck, the great writer who had passed through Wisconsin for his travelogue, Travels with Charlie, and a few more. But basically my criteria for picking people was, well, first of all, I had to adore them. They had to be people who were important to me. It's a very personal take, you know, nothing objective here. These are heroes for me that I hope will then become your heroes when you read about them. They had, of course, had to have a connection to Wisconsin in some way, and that's either having lived here or they had a significant experience while passing through the state. You know, not just a one-night stand from a musician, but something, you know, really significant had to have happened to them here. They had to have a transformative effect on the world. I didn't want this to just be a provincial book about local heroes. These are people who had a world-changing effect. And then finally, they had to have an interesting story to tell that wasn't very well known. You know, I didn't want to tell the same old story about Chris Farley or Frank Lloyd Wright or Georgia O'Keeffe or Oprah Winfrey, people who you associate with Wisconsin. I wanted to find something different, a little bit of a revelatory anecdote that people don't know.
Yeah, I was surprised when I was looking through the book to see the Beatles make it, and I thought, okay, well, I'm sure they played Wisconsin, but a significant chapter in their history unfolded in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they landed in Milwaukee. This was the height of Beatlemania in 1964, and one of the interesting things that happened was the local police didn't want the typical scene at the airport with the screaming fans mobbing the Beatles. So they arranged for the plane to land in a different part of the airport, which was far away from the fans, so that the fans never got a look at them. And the Beatles were incensed by this because they loved their fans so much. And there was a press conference where the Beatles chided the police for not letting their fans have a look at them. They also tweaked the reporters. The reporters at the press conference were asking the same old questions that the Beatles always got, like, you know, what are you going to do when your bubble bursts? And the Beatles were making fun of them. So to me, that was just a kind of an example of the Beatles sort of giving it to the older generation and really giving all that they had to the younger generation, to the young folks and the fans who vibed with them and their music. And at the end of the stay, Paul McCartney had heard that one of their fans couldn't make the show because she was in the hospital. So he gave her a call on the phone and told her that he was sorry that she couldn't make it to the show. So it was kind of just a prime example of the younger generation versus the older generation in 1964 at a time when the generation gap was really starting to form.
We're talking to Dean Robbins. He is the author of Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. When you were talking about your criteria for who gets in the book, you also had some criteria for people who do not make the book. There are some people with strong ties to Wisconsin that perhaps were not appropriate for this celebration.
Yeah, there were some tough calls to make. There's an actor named Frederick March, who people might know about. He was one of the great actors of his day. He was in The Best Years of Our Lives and A Star is Born. And he was a heroic figure throughout much of his life. He stood up for civil rights before it was fashionable. He opposed Hitler before most people were doing it. And he was very tied in with Martin Luther King and the NAACP. So kind of an exemplary life in that way. But in his college years, he was at the University of Wisconsin, and it turns out that he was in this group called the Ku Klux Klan in college. And it's kind of murky. It's unclear what this particular group was. It doesn't seem like it had a connection to the national Ku Klux Klan. But, you know, the name was notorious, and this was the time when everybody knew what the Ku Klux Klan was. And so why was he part of this group? Anyway, I felt like I would have had to have acknowledged that, and all of a sudden I'm making apologies for him. Well, he was in the Ku Klux Klan, but then he went on to do great things. And as soon as I found myself having to apologize for somebody in an essay or make allowances, I just thought, well, maybe they just don't belong in this particular book of heroes.
And it's almost needless to say that probably wasn't a right time and place to be talking about. I mean, some of those famous Wisconsinites, frankly, serial killers like Ed Gein or Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, well-known Wisconsinites, but definitely not for a book of heroes.
Certainly. We are talking to Dean Robbins. He's the author of Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. We need to take one more break, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Atlas Roofing provides the best value in architectural shingles. Atlas shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty and wind resistance up to 130 miles per hour. Plus, their super wide design saves on installation time. Visit us in store or on Menards.com and get a free estimate fast on your shingle project with our easy to use design program.
Save big money at Menards.
Bikers need protection, not just from other drivers, but unfortunately from insurance companies too. If you've been injured in a motorcycle crash, call Groover Law Offices today. Bikers are often blamed for causing the accident because the insurance companies simply don't want to pay. At Groover Law Offices, we've been fighting for injured bikers and their families for more than 30 years. Trust us to fight for what you deserve. Groover Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you easily upgrade your kitchen and save while doing it. In addition to making sure you have the right flooring, we can help you with your countertops. We have an amazing selection of countertops to choose from, including quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface. We'll get you set up with a free measure, free quote, and even a free sink. You'll find all flooring on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale. Luxury vinyl plank, vinyl, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet at Professional Floor Covering is on sale and comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. Shop from 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. It's the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com. They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you, Ashley. Our guest today is Dean Robbins. He's the author of Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. It's 100 stories of people and events that happened to some of these people who went on to make a profound impact on the world. Maybe you've encountered one of these people. Maybe you have a story to tell. We'd love for you to join the conversation. 920-887-8585 or our studio line at 885-4446. Maybe you had a brush with Fred McMurray or Gina Rowlands or Bunny Berrigan or someone like that. You can feel free and tell your story. And Dean Robbins, I was just curious to know, how the book has been received and what sorts of stories are people telling you as you promote the book?
It's been well received. I think we're living in a time when we're desperately in need of heroic role models. We're just so often confronted with the worst that people can be these days, and I hope Wisconsin Idols shows people the best that we can be. One reader approached me and said, I really like this book because I think courage is contagious. And I just loved hearing that because hopefully people will read these stories about courageous people with integrity, and be inspired by them and, maybe pattern themselves after Jackie Robinson or Jim Lovell, the great astronaut, or George O'Keefe. And, I think the world will be a better place.
I think that's an excellent point. I mean, this book could have simply just been a compilation of stories about, famous people with ties to Wisconsin, but it sounds like you want it to be more than that.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, these are all stories that are very personal to me. I wrote them with love and affection. I feel like these people have inspired me so much in my own life. Growing up, I had a lot of these people's pictures up on my wall to this day in my office. And right now I'm staring at, pictures of Jackie Robinson and Harry Houdini. And hopefully I've always had an interest in getting other people emotionally invested in my own heroes, and so that maybe they'd become their heroes too. And if this book accomplishes that, I'll feel like I've done my job.
Anybody tell you a story that perhaps you wish you were able to put in the book?
Just the other day when, of course, I just combed archives and other resources and my own memory to come up with the 100 heroes who are profiled in the book. When Robert Redford died a few weeks ago, I was kicking myself because Redford had a significant connection to Wisconsin. I actually had a chance to interview him when he opened up his first Sundance movie theater in Madison, and he came to Madison. And he wanted this to be the start of a nationwide independent film movement. And it was so wonderful to talk to him. He was so eloquent, and he was such a passionate believer in independent film. And he would have been a classic person for Wisconsin Idols, and for some reason, that slipped my mind. So if there's a volume 2, he'll be the first essay.
You talk about, inspiring people. If you'll indulge me for just a moment, one of my favorite people featured in this book is Agnes Moorehead, who there's a lot more to her, I think, than people know. People think, Endora from Bewitched, but there's so much more. And her ties to Wisconsin was that she, her father had moved to, and she moved here with the family from, I believe, Ohio. She taught high school in the community where I grew up, and I went to middle school in the building where she taught. It was high school at the high school at the time, and we even share a birthday. But I just think her story is incredibly inspiring.
Well, she's one of the greatest actresses I think we've ever had. She was in arguably the best movie ever made, Citizen Kane. She played a key role in that movie as young Charles Foster Kane's mother. She was in one of the classic episodes of The Twilight Zone.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, she was nominated for Oscars and Emmys, and I grew up with her on Bewitched, and she was such a powerful presence on that show. And as I grew up, I learned more about her and found that she was actually one of the great American actors.
Yeah, and just a fantastic story. And before we go, I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to know where they can get the book.
Sure. Well, I know a lot of Wisconsin bookstores have it. Of course, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other online booksellers. The book is from the Wisconsin Historical Society Press, and you can get it through their website, too. So I think it's unavoidable. You can find it in a lot of places.
Certainly, certainly. It occurs to me that this would make a good holiday gift for someone who really cares about Wisconsin and the people who make it a special place.
You know, people have told me that. I hadn't thought of that, but, for your favorite Wisconsin relative, I think it is kind of a nice gift.
I also have kind of a Joan Cusack story. Not that I had any encounter with her personally, but a friend of mine did. A friend of mine went to college with Joan Cusack. They weren't close. They weren't friends. But she was one of those people from college that you knew who they were, even though we didn't know them. And she and her girlfriends went to a movie one afternoon, and, it was a movie Joan Cusack was in, and the funny kind of realization comes over them as they're watching the movie, says, oh, that isn't just a familiar face, that's Joan. And so to see somebody, go ahead.
I think she was making movies when she was in college at the University of Wisconsin.
That's what I understand, yeah.
Yeah, she actually was in an improv troupe that was right down the street from where I lived when I first moved to Madison, called Arc Improv, and she cut her comic chops there, same as with Chris Farley.
I was going to say, we couldn't have that without segueing into Chris Farley with the short time we have left. Probably one of the most beloved entertainers with Wisconsin ties in recent years.
Yeah, he was from Madison, and he was kind of drifting in his life. He didn't know what to do with himself after college. And one night, he just got it in his head as an impulse that comedy might be a salvation. And he knocked on the door of this little improv troupe, Arc Improv, and just demanded an audition and just said, I think this is my destiny. And then in the audition, he was doing a bit where he fell violently out of his chair, and everybody thought that he'd had a heart attack. And everybody rushed over to him until they realized that it was just part of the gag. And then everyone just started laughing uproariously, and that was the start of Farley's, genius in physical comedy.
Just one more question before we go. I know there are, people, places all over have had people who've gone on to do things in those places, but putting this book together, I don't know, is there something in the water in Wisconsin that accounts for, all these great contributions to the world?
I don't know what it is exactly, but as I put it together, it just came to me that Wisconsin is a crossroads for people who change the world. I think it's underrated as an influential place.
Very good. Our guest on Community Comment today has been Dean Robbins. He's the author of Wisconsin Idols, 100 Heroes Who Changed the State, the World, and Me. It is available on Amazon and a lot of bookstores in Wisconsin, and you'll want to pick up a copy for yourself and maybe someone you love for the holidays. Dean Robbins, thanks so much for spending the last hour with us.
Thank you, Terry. What a pleasure.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for being with us.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
This is Brian Posick. Join me for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey all season long on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Join your Hire Insurance team for Senior Solutions every Friday at 1110 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hire Insurance will help you plan for today and tomorrow. We'll answer your questions about health, life, insurance, income, and legacy planning, Medicare, Social Security maximization, and so much more. Together, they'll help you meet your short and long-term needs. Senior Solutions with Hire Insurance, every Friday at 1110 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Real estate isn't just about buying or selling a house. It's about finding the right place to call home. At Klodowski Real Estate, we're more than realtors. We're part of this community. We understand the local market and we take the time to understand you. Whether you're a first-time buyer, downsizing, or just ready for something new, we're here to guide you with no pressure and advice you can trust. Klodowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors. Visit KlodowskiRealEstate.com or call 920-219-9212 to get started.
Brace yourselves. Winter is coming.
Don't wait for the cold to hit. JB Mechanical is here with expert heating services for both homes and businesses, keeping you warm all season long. Want more control over your comfort? Ask them about programmable and Wi-Fi thermostats designed to fit your schedule and lifestyle. With flexible maintenance plans and financing options, staying cozy has never been easier or less stressful. Schedule your service today at jbmechllc.com. Proud to be your local Train dealer, because nothing runs like a Train.
From the Slumberland Furniture Studio, this is 95.3 WBEV Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Happening now in an otherwise closed capital, day 16 of the shutdown. Senate vote number 10 to reopen things, almost certain to fail like the rest of them. Democrats are betting that holding out for health care will win the day, as Republicans blame the opposition for not passing a bill to get people paid. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
As so many of those federal workers worry about making ends meet, the House is still out of town. They are out on recess. Lawmakers are still getting their paychecks, and Senate Democrats rejected the GOP proposal to fund the government for the ninth time. There is no end in sight.
Again, vote 10 about to happen on MSNBC today. Senate Leader John Thune said that he has offered Democrats a vote on extending health subsidies, but only when the government reopens. An Associated Press poll this morning finds Americans blame President Trump, Republicans in Congress, and Democrats in Congress almost equally. The Energy Information Administration says prepare to pay more this winter if you have electric heat.
Prices there are expected to climb 4%, the average $1,133, according to the government. If it's natural gas, prices could drop a bit to $642.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the main reason why electricity is so much more expensive is because of the amount needed to run AI data centers. DNA has linked a murder from way back in 1984 to a suspect today. Investigators in New York's Nassau County have made an arrest in the sexual assault and murder of a 16-year-old named Teresa Fusco on her way home from a roller rink.
Three men were arrested for her death, but they'd always insisted they were innocent. And in 2003, DNA technology exonerated them. Investigators say they never gave up looking for the real killer. And in 2023, a DNA sample from Teresa's body was sent to a lab to build a DNA profile of the killer.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
President Trump last night welcomed more than 100 donors to a dinner at the White House to reward them for their pledged contributions to a massive new ballroom, price tag estimated at $250 million. At that dinner, Trump said that there are no zoning requirements for him as the president, and he can do whatever he wants with the construction. The sheriff in Humphreys County, Tennessee, says his best friend was among the victims of last week's explosion that killed 16 people, all bodies now identified at that munitions factory. A New Jersey woman is suing Volvo, saying that her dog tripped the sensor, causing the tailgate to close on her head, causing a permanent traumatic brain injury, reports the Asbury Park Press. A frightened feline still has a few lives left after being stuck in a pipe on Long Island. Here's audio from animal rescuers using a remote-controlled car, hoping to nudge the kitten from a pipe between storm drains.
Here she comes. The kitten's not scared of the car.
No.
All right, now it's moving. It's coming.
It's coming. The toy car caper ended up working like a charm.
Good grip. I got her. All right. Hello, kitty. We got you.
The cat is fine. The car is not. It got waterlogged. The Strong Island Animal Rescue League says it plans to buy a better one and work smarter, not harder. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27.